This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, so Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's a lot, right? Like all the pressure to be all romantic and shit.
Right.
And then the prefix menus are like, what, $300 a person? And you get like this much food.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny about it?
What?
The whole commercialization of love thing is actually pretty new. Like, it didn't really happen until like the 20th century. Yeah. It's when like mass production started happening.
Okay.
So you think about it, like all the greeting cards, the chocolates, those giant teddy bears that take up your whole apartment. Like,
oh my God, yes.
All that stuff is just designed to make money off of this idea of romantic love, you know?
Totally. It's like we're being sold this like fairy tale version of love.
Yeah.
And if our Valentine's Day doesn't live up to that, then like we failed or something, which is such bullshit.
It is. It creates these crazy expectations.
Yes.
And I think that can actually be bad for relationships.
Oh, for sure.
Because love isn't about like these big gestures or spending a ton of money. It's about
connecting with someone.
Exactly. Like intimacy and sharing experiences and stuff.
And that's why I'm so glad that like Galentine's and Bro-entine's Day are becoming more popular.
Me too.
You know?
Yeah.
You get to like ditch all that pressure and just celebrate your friends.
Yeah, I love that it recognizes that like platonic relationships are super important.
Like just as important as romantic ones, if not more.
Totally.
Seriously. Sometimes your friends are your actual relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're your chosen family, the ones who always have your back no matter what.
That's so true.
And that's like what we should be celebrating.
There's actually a lot of research that shows that people who have strong connections with their friends, they tend to like live longer.
What?
Yeah, and they have less stress, and they're just happier in general.
So you're telling me that ditching my Valentine's Day date to hang with my friends is good for my health?
It's like a self-care prescription.
I love it. Okay, so let's talk about celebrating with friends. Let's dive into some ideas for Galentine's and Bro-entine's Day.
All right, let's do it.
So for Galentine's, the classic brunch and mimosas thing is always a winner.
Oh, yeah. Get dressed up, gossip about life, eat some good food.
Love it. What about a spa day?
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Right.
Get pampered with facials and massages.
Mani-pedis.
The whole nine yards. Just relax and rejuvenate with your girls.
God, we all deserve a little pampering.
Right.
Especially if we're ditching the whole Valentine's Day thing anyway. Another idea I love is a themed movie marathon.
Ooh.
Like you get all the snacks, pop some popcorn, and watch like rom-coms or chick flicks all night.
Ooh. Or what about like a DIY gift exchange?
Okay, yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be anything fancy, but just something small and thoughtful to show your friends you care.
I love that personalized gifts are the best.
Okay.
And we can't forget the OG Galentine's Day activity, wine and gossip night.
A classic for a reason.
Uncork a bottle or two. Let loose, spill all the tea.
Love it.
Okay, now let's talk about the dudes.
Right.
Bro-entine's Day.
Yeah.
For the guys out there, burgers and beer are always a solid choice.
Oh, yeah. It's simple. It's delicious. The perfect setting for some quality bro time.
Totally. A game night's always fun, too.
Oh, yeah. For shirt poker, video games, board games, anything.
A little healthy competition. Never hurt anyone.
Right.
But if you're feeling really adventurous, how about something a little more out there?
Like what?
Like a sports bar crawl or axe throwing.
Axe throwing.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Sounds a little dangerous after a few beers.
Okay, true. Maybe go-karting then.
No, you're talking.
Right.
That's fine.
Like channeling your inner child.
I like it.
Okay. And for our more refined gentlemen out there.
Yeah.
A steak and whiskey night is always a classy option.
Whoa, yes. A perfectly cooked steak. A glass of top shelf whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
It's the perfect way to celebrate.
You know what? I think that settles it.
What?
Steak and whiskey for the bros, wine and gossip for the gals.
Sounds like a plan. So we know Galentine's and Bro-entine's Day are like way more fun than Valentine's Day. But let's think about this a little more.
Okay.
It's interesting how these holidays are kind of changing how we think about relationships.
Oh, yeah. Like for so long, we've been told that romantic love is like the most important thing.
Right. Like that's the only kind of love that really matters.
It's like, find your soulmate, get married, have 2.5 kids, and you'll live happily ever after.
Exactly.
And that's not everyone's story.
Definitely not.
And it's not the only way to be happy.
That's what I love about Galentine's and Bro-entine's Day. It's like saying, screw that old narrative.
Totally.
It's saying that like the love you have for your friends is just as real and important as romantic love.
And honestly, sometimes even better.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, who hasn't had a breakup that made them think, like, thank God I dodged a bullet?
Right.
But your real friends are there for you through all that crap.
Yeah. There was this study in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology.
Okay.
And it found that people with close friendships are actually better at dealing with stress. Yeah, they can handle tough times better and they bounce back quicker.
Wow. So basically having good friends is like emotional self-care.
Exactly.
I'll take it.
And remember, Galentine's and Brillantine's Day aren't just about your best friends. It's about celebrating everyone who makes your life better. You know, it's like realizing that love comes in different forms.
Mm-hmm.
And your chosen family can be just as important as your biological one.
That's a good point. You know what's cool about this whole idea?
What?
It's not just about one day a year.
Right. It's about choosing who you want to be around all the time.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, like building relationships with people who support you and inspire you.
So it's not just about throwing a party on February 13th.
Oh.
It's about making an effort to build strong connections all year round.
Exactly like your own personal squad of awesome people who will always be there for you.
Love that. And the more we celebrate these friendships, the less pressure there is to be in a relationship.
Totally. It helps people see that you don't need a partner to be happy.
Right. Okay. I found some hilarious quotes about being single on Valentine's Day.
Oh, let's hear them.
Okay, this one's a classic. Happy Valentine's Day to myself. I love you.
Ha ha. Self-love is the best love.
And it's something we should all practice.
Totally.
Okay. This one's for all the introverts out there. My ideal Valentine's Day. Staying in wearing pajamas and avoiding all human contact.
Honestly, that sounds kind of perfect.
I know, right? Sometimes the best way to celebrate is just chilling by yourself.
For sure.
Okay, this one's just funny. Roses are red, violets are blue. If you were a pizza, I'd eat you.
Haha. Now that's a Valentine's Day message I can get behind.
Pizza over roses any day. Okay, last one. Single and ready to mingle with my Netflix queue.
Haha, yes. Embrace those single life perks.
So being single on Valentine's Day can actually be pretty awesome.
It really can.
But let's be real. The pressure to be in a relationship is still there.
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere.
Especially on Valentine's Day.
All the ads, the social media posts, the heart-shaped candy in every store.
It's like the whole world is telling you you're missing out if you're not part of a couple.
And that's just not true.
Yeah. Being single isn't like waiting for your real life to start.
Right. It's a time to enjoy yourself, figure out what you want, and build a life you love.
Totally. And remember, there are tons of people out there who are single and thriving.
So many.
They're not sitting around feeling sorry for themselves.
Nope. They're out there living their best lives.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how do we deal with this pressure to be coupled up, especially on Valentine's Day?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
How do we stay true to ourselves and embrace being single, even when everyone's telling us to find a partner?
It's all about changing your mindset. You know,
okay, but
focusing on what really matters to you.
Easier said than done, right?
Maybe, but first of all, remember you're not alone.
Right.
There are so many single people who are happy, and there's nothing wrong with being single.
Like a secret club of awesome single people.
Exactly. And remember, being single gives you freedom. You can focus on yourself, do what you love, and build a life you're proud of.
So instead of feeling bad about being single, I should be celebrating my freedom.
Exactly.
So maybe I should use Valentine's Day to do something I enjoy, like a spa day or a trip.
Totally. Or even just staying in with a good book and a glass of wine.
Yeah, it's all about self-care and self-love.
Exactly. And don't forget to spend time with people who make you feel good.
You mean like my friends and family?
Yeah, your chosen family. Anyone who supports you and reminds you that you're loved.
Okay, that makes sense. But what about all the Valentine's Day stuff everywhere?
Oh, yeah, the marketing is crazy.
It's hard to ignore.
I know, but here's the thing. You get to choose what you pay attention to.
You mean I can just ignore all the couple stuff?
Exactly, and focus on things that make you happy.
So I should, like, create my own Valentine's Day experience.
Yes. It's your day, so do what you want.
I love that, you know, being single on Valentine's Day isn't about feeling sorry for yourself.
No.
Or wishing you had a partner. It's about making the most of where you are right now.
Well said. Being single is a part of life that's worth celebrating.
So we've talked about how awesome it is to celebrate friendships and, like, own being single on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But what about people who are already in relationships?
That's a good point.
Does any of this stuff apply to them too?
I think it totally does, actually. Couples can learn a lot from Galentine's and Brontine's Day.
Really? How so?
Well, Valentine's Day puts a lot of pressure on couples,
Yeah.
to have this like perfect romantic night.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't live up to the hype, it can actually cause problems.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like when you spend a week stressing over the perfect gift and make dinner reservations months in advance,
Yes.
and then the whole night just feels awkward.
Exactly. But when you approach Valentine's Day from a place of like real connection
Yeah.
and appreciation instead of all that pressure, it can be so much better.
Okay, so how can couples use like the spirit of Galentine's and Brontine's Day to make Valentine's Day more about connecting with each other?
I always tell couples to talk to each other about what they actually want.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, like forget about what you see on Instagram or what everyone else is doing.
Right.
Just think about what would make you and your partner feel loved.
I love that ditch the script and make your own Valentine's Day.
Exactly. Maybe you skip the fancy dinner and do something fun and low key.
Yeah, like cooking together or trying a new activity.
Exactly. Or maybe you just ditch gifts altogether and spend quality time together.
Like going for a hike, watching movies, just cuddling on the couch and talking.
Right, Valentine's Day doesn't have to be about all the fancy stuff.
It's about connecting with the person you love.
Yeah, and this is true for all relationships, not just romantic ones.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Like, use Valentine's Day as a chance to show your appreciation for everyone who's important to you.
Yeah, like send a card to your best friend, call your mom.
Exactly. Spread the love.
Okay, so for everyone out there this Valentine's Day, let's challenge those old ideas about what this day has to be.
Yeah, let's forget about the pressure to be like everyone else.
Let's celebrate love however we want.
With the people who really matter.
Screw Cupid and his stupid arrows. So thanks for listening to us ramble on about love and friendship.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
We hope you got some good ideas about how to make your own Valentine's Day traditions.
Yeah.
Just remember, it's all about celebrating the connections that matter to you, no matter what they look like.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
The
it.
Engaged as Fuck Podcast.